Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The state's largest higher education system is increasing tuition by a range of 4 to 8%. The last time the Minnesota State Board of Trustees increased tuition was in 2007, when colleges saw a 6.9% increase and universities saw an 8.4% jump. Emma Gabbard is a student body president at Metro State University and a board member of Students United.
The increase of a few percentage points is worth it for our students. And this is all to say that many of our schools support increases above the proposed cap of 6.5. And I'll also note that these increases are less than what would be needed to balance the budget, which we've seen.
Out of 33 campuses, 13 student governments indicated they endorsed the tuition hikes, according to trustees. Most of the remaining student governments stated that they had been consulted on the matter or understood the rationale for the tuition hikes, but didn't have a formal position. The Wisconsin legislature held moments of silence Wednesday for the victims of last weekend's political violence in Minnesota.
It took place with heightened security. This is Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue.
Political violence is never the answer. We need to solve our differences through legislation.
Lance Belter, who faces both state and federal charges, has Wisconsin connections. Belter and his wife previously owned property in the state and incorporated two businesses here, a security firm and a religious ministry, neither of which are still in existence. In Madison, Bob Haig, MNN.
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office wants to prosecute Vance Beltler before the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota gets the case. The U.S. Attorney's Office has the authority to determine the order in which Beltler is prosecuted. In other headlines, in a 6-3 vote on Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. State Representative Lee Finke of St. Paul says the ruling is taking away life-saving care from trans, non-binary, and two-spirit youth, setting a troubling precedent.
We as a nation and a federal government under this administration are moving towards policies that take the health care away from all trans people of all ages.
Finke reassures that the decision does not change any laws in Minnesota, which has been praised as a trans refuge state. One of the Falcon Cam chicks took its first flight at 6:47 Tuesday morning. The other two are expected to fledge soon. Like a toddler's first steps, the flight may seem clumsy, but these young peregrine falcons are on their way to becoming the fastest animals on Earth. This is MNN.